and welcome to Alzheimer Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Lori LeBay, and I'm so excited that you're joining us today. We are going to have a fascinating conversation, as usual, as we learn from people all around the world at all ages and stages of life. Stay tuned as we shift our dementia care from crisis to comfort.
Here we go. What you think about?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Alzheimer's Speaks. It is that time again, and I'm really excited to share our guests with you and the work that they are doing with GrandPad. I am a big fan, have been for years, and I can't wait to help spread the word with that. But before I introduce you to the co-founder, I always like to do a couple of shout-outs. So one, I always encourage people to go to alzheimerspeaks.com and visit our free educational resources. There are a ton of things there that you can grab a hold of. Again, all kinds of medium from print to audio to video, and again, all free. So no worries there. We've been curating that since about 2009. And I also want to give a shout out to Twiddle. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they provide sensory tools that are absolutely fantastic, especially when you're dealing with sundowning. And they also have something called AdaptiWrap, which can be really helpful if you have someone who struggles getting dressed. It could be limited arm movements and things like that, or it could just be the frustration with maybe dementia where they don't know what you're trying to do. And you can find Twiddle by going to the number 4 and then twiddlesplural.com. And last, I am going to shout out to two other things. One is Dementia Map. Please check out our global resource directory. Again, free. There's no tracking, so you don't have to give us any personal information. And if you are a vendor, we would love to have you. If you are profit, nonprofit, a government agency, or an individual that maybe has written a book, has a blog, a YouTube channel, a group on Facebook, all of those things are critical, and we need to be able to share them and help people find them easier. And then Lorenzo's House is having their Youth Summit coming up in June. And so we don't want you to miss that. It's a fantastic event. And you can just go to lorenzoshouse.org for that. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and introduce you to Scott. So Scott, I'm really excited to have you back on and hear what's new with GrandPad. I am a huge fan, always have been, always will be. I think what you have come up with is really cool and more people need to hear about it. So I'm going to have you, if you don't mind, introduce yourself to our audience.
Awesome. I'm Scott Lean, CEO and co-founder of GrandPad that we started nearly 11 years ago. And I've dedicated my whole life to using technology to improve people's lives in a variety of places. But so I think of me as a tech designer trying to figure out how we can use these powerful tools to help make our lives better or safer or more convenient.
Wonderful. Now, have you been personally touched by dementia in your own family or circle of friends, Scott?
Yeah, for sure. Both. And, you know, in many ways, and of course, with what we do with GrandPad, we see it every day. And just such lovely people that are affected by this, and how we can use technology to help keep them safe and comfortable and enjoy their family really is what I've been focused on for the last 11 years. And yeah, I'm thinking of a very close friend here in Wabasha who just lives down the street that who Alzheimer's has affected his life, and just seeing how his friends and family have rallied around him and helped him during this challenging time. So just I think it's really reinforced for me the power of family connection and how, you know, something that's so challenging can actually bring a family together.
Yeah. And one of the things I really like about your platform is the safety issue. to, especially with all the scams and stuff going on. I hear those stories all the time, but we'll dive a little deeper into that as we talk. So why did you decide to create this? Was there an impetus that, was some situation that just said, okay, I have to use my skill set in this area and try to make a difference?
Yeah, for sure. I think like most entrepreneurs and founders, there has to be a really strong burning passion to want to go solve a difficult problem. And that's what happened with me and my son, who was a freshman in college at the time. My mom, Marlis, his grandmother, who was in her 80s at the time, this is now 11 years ago, brilliant lady running her own business. And I'll never forget, she said, "I'm so frustrated with these things." And she was holding up her smartphone. And if you think about 11 years ago, that's kind of the time. Remember, more than 11 years ago, we all used to still print out photos, right? And you'd put together a little maybe grandma brag book, and the whole family was in the loop. But then as phones came online, smartphones, we switched to smartphones and social media. And oftentimes, super seniors, those over the age of 75 that we love so much, sadly were left out of that, or they were frustrated by that. And that's when my mom said to me and my son, she said, "Hey, you guys are the tech designer guys. Can't you create something just for us seniors?" And so it was that burning passion to help my mom that got us going. And before GrandPad, we were sadly, technology was a divide. Think of it as that digital divide that was creating a wedge in our family. We lived in California, she lived in Iowa, and we couldn't communicate anymore. My mom had hearing challenges, so it was very hard for her to talk on a phone. We tried to do video calls back then. It was Skype. Remember, some people remember Skype. And it was to the point where my mom would just say, "This is just too frustrating. Forget about it. I'll see you at Christmas." And so weeks would go by, and it was very challenging. So that was the impetus that we got going. Now, about 11 years later, we've reached more than 1 million people, seniors, their family members, their caregivers in 120 countries. But still, our work is just getting started. There's so many more people that need our help, and that's what we're focused on.
Well, it's so funny when you were talking 11 years ago, and I think about when I was in real estate, when technology just stepped into real estate. We used to go through our books and we'd make copies and we'd cut out pictures, and that's, we would present how to sell your home and what your comps were then. And then there was just this big pushback with technology. And this is what was with all ages. We just didn't want to do it. And then once we got used to doing it, we still had this fear of, I'm going to break it. I'm going to lose everything. I don't trust it. There was all of those things. And when you were talking about your mom with the phone going, I just, this is just too much. It's too complicated. It's got to be easier. I mean, I remember those days. All of us were going through that. And yet we were really forced into it because of our work environments. It's like you want a job, you're going to adjust and you're going to learn this. And but we didn't have, the eyesight issues and the hearing issues and just the dexterity issues that come as we age. And I'm going to be 65 in June, and I'm feeling all those things now. I'm seeing the world differently and hearing things differently than what I used to. And a lot of times as a younger person, you don't see that, because you haven't experienced it. So you don't, we always assume everybody is the same. So I'm glad that your mom, made that comment to you. Hey guys, come on, pull it together. Help us out here. Because you're going to be in my shoes one of these days too with that.
I sure hope so.
So really a cool backstory. How did you create technology differently for people so it was easier to use?
Very fortunately, my background, prior to starting GrandPad, I worked in Silicon Valley for Intuit, a software company, the makers of TurboTax and Quicken and Credit Karma and QuickBooks. And so one of the things I learned there is this user-driven innovation and creating a great customer experience. And the way to do that is you've got to involve the customer. You can't sit in an ivory tower or in the office and design something. You need to be out with the actual end users who are going to be using the product. I was also very fortunate to be work with IDEO and Stanford University and some of the best design firms in the world, and learning their methodology of how to do design. And so, with that experience, when we started with GrandPad, the first thing that we quickly realized is none of us young people, and I was, in my late 40s at the time, and most of my designers and software engineers on our team were all in their 20s and 30s. We realized none of us have ever been 80 before. And we don't know what it's like to be 80. And so, as that, customer-driven design mindset that I'd learned at Intuit, Stanford, and IDEO came in, it's like, we can't guess. We need to work. We need to have the people that are the super seniors, those in their 80s and 90s, they need to be the designers. So, we quickly created a group of what we call our grand advisors, my mom, my mother-in-law, the original two, and then we expanded that to more than 10 people, and we've maintained that all throughout. And they are grand advisors who are in their 80s, 90s, and hundreds. They're the designers, and we just build the product that they want, right? And so today, as an example, we have John, who's one of our grand advisors. John is 89, brilliant. He was a doctor. He's actually very tech savvy, but he has severe macular degeneration. So he has very serious eyesight. And we all know that disease. It's not complete blindness, it's holes in your vision and blurriness. So we have learned, and everything we design from a visual standpoint, him and others on our team help with that. We have another gentleman who has severe hearing loss. So we make sure that we can accommodate that. We have another person that is basically is a paraplegic and has very limited dexterity in their hands. And so we've designed for dexterity challenges. Another one of our grand advisors has significant cognitive impairment. And so things like we can't have passwords and a bunch of complicated things. Our grand advisors guide us, and it's really when you step back and think about it, the problem with standard technology, and I use that in a very negative way, standard smartphones, standard tablets, they were designed by 30-year-olds for 30-year-olds. We're the first company, to our knowledge, that said we're going to build a product from scratch that's designed by 80, 90, and 100-year-olds for themselves. And no, and we didn't have software engineers and designers, but through a very deliberate process, we're able to really see and learn from them and then build the perfect product. And when we do that, we're always surprised with what they want, they come up with, and we're like, wow, we never would have thought of that in a million years. But the analogy I always use is it's kind of like we all know that cars are built for adults. And when you're 20 years old, you learn how to drive a car and you get pretty good at it, usually pretty fast. And you're able to reach the pedals and steer and drive. But think if we tried to force a 10-year-old child to drive a car, right? It'd be dangerous and frustrating for all involved. But that's only a 10-year difference, a 10-year-old to a 20-year-old. 20-year-olds drive cars fine. We're trying to have someone who's 80 or 90 and 100 use a product that was designed for a 30-year-old. I mean, that's a 50, 60, 70-year difference. No wonder seniors are frustrated. It's not their fault. We, society, are forcing them to use a product that was not built for them. When you build GrandPad built for them, they love it. It's easy, it's delightful. We oftentimes, someone will say, gosh, I just got a GrandPad for my 90-year-old mother. She's never used a smartphone or a computer in her life. All of a sudden, she's video calling me. Like, how is she doing that, right? And so that's really how we do it. And honestly, we tell everyone we meet, like, that's our secret sauce, because we want everyone else to do it because it'll help seniors so much. And I just have to share with our grand advisors, so far my oldest grand advisor, Elmer, was 106, so he worked for us until a couple of weeks before he passed. So 106 years old, Our current oldest grand advisor, Ed, is 103. He was World War II Pearl Harbor survivor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Wow, how cool. I think that is so smart. And I think that is what is missing in so many businesses. And especially in our healthcare field, it's like everyone's talking about them, but they're not talking with them. And it's just like, I just bang my head on the wall going, it doesn't need to be this difficult for us to serve people well. If we open up the span and stop, you know, being driven by ego that we know it all, and open up the door and say, give us your wisdom. You know, what's going to work for you? Because if it works good for you, it's going to work well for us too. You know, there's benefits on all sides, and that just seems to be forgotten. And I don't understand how that simple of a piece it has been missed and still is in many instances.
No, and you hit the nail on the head. People think that they know, right? And sometimes it's ego or just they're in a hurry and like, wow, it's going to take a bunch of time to get to know seniors. And even, you know, we've learned like the way our 20 and 30 year olds, the way they have a meeting and work through a design session, that's very different than when we're meeting with a group of 90 year olds and how we would structure that conversation.
Or even 50-year-olds. I mean, it's very, very different.
So we've learned over 10 years how to do that. And it's so fun because they're such a great group and they enjoy it. And so, you know, what we've learned is, you know, the screen, like, okay, the screen on most phones is too small, even though phones have got bigger. So we have a nice big 8-inch screen. You know, it's a tablet. We don't have any of this orientation issue where you have to turn it sideways, upside down. We have one simple way. All of the buttons are large and easy to see. They're colored with bright contrast. They're all labeled. So you don't have to guess like, oh, my iPhone, there'll be icons. I'm like, I have no idea what that button does. Like it's some little icon. Ours all have a descriptive word. So big screens, clear. We have front facing speakers, loud sound channel, super high quality. So you can hear whether it's music, the radio, or doing a video call with your grandchild or a telehealth call with your doctor. We have a wireless inductive charging, meaning you just set it on the docking station. And you can see this on our website, grandpad.net. Think about how hard, if I have eyesight issues and dexterity or tremors, to plug like a little charger in. We have the 10 apps that you want and need, not the 10 million that are confusing you. You know, go to the app store and there's like infinite and half of them are from scammers. We, by default, there's no passwords. So it's really simple. No Wi-Fi is needed. So you don't have to horse around with Wi-Fi passwords. We have the 4G LTE cellular service built in. So you can use it anywhere. It is a phone. You can make calls on it. Even the box is easy to open. So, you know, think about when you've gone to the electronic store and you buy something and my gosh, you need a hammer, a scissors and a knife just to get it open. Well, if I'm 90 and I'm on blood thinner, like warfarin, you know, if I cut my finger, that can be a major issue. So make the box easy to open. And best of all is we have 24/7/365 customer care. That's always there. A human being always answers the phone within 15 seconds, 24 hours a day. Thank you for calling GrandPad. How can I help? And they help the senior, their family, their caregivers. So it just, all those things together make it easy and delightful. And that's how we're able to get 5-star ratings from our customers.
Well, and it is it's colorful. It's easy to find. Now, what if somebody loses it? Because this, I remember, when you were on last time, I learned this, and I did not know this. But a lot of times, people are thinking, oh, if they lose it, someone can steal it, and they'll grab their information. Please tell them how they're protected, because that is very unique in and of itself.
There's a number of things. First, if you lose it, and we actually, it's on the box, it's in the instructions. We give people like a little refrigerator magnet when we onboard. I'm like, if you ever need us, you can call this 800 number 24/7. We're there. So someone loses it, they call us. We can locate it for them with their permission. We can make a jingle. So, oh, it's just slipped in the back of the sofa. There it is. If it truly is lost and not found, first, in most of our purchase programs, it's on us. It's, call us, we replace it for you. But we don't put any PII, personal identifiable information, on the GrandPad itself. So, like if I lost my phone and I didn't have a password on there, like a lot of people still don't, and no one used to have, like, man, everything is on my phone, right? All my emails, all my phone numbers. I mean, everything. Like, you can get on Amazon and buy stuff and send it to yourself and all kinds of things. GrandPad, we don't have that. We make sure that none of that personal, confidential information is there. And we do that in a very clever way. So, we help people if they lose it, we help them find it. We can locate it for them. If they lose it, we'll replace it for them. And they don't have to worry, because all the data is stored encrypted in the cloud in a secure way. So, again, we've got a very good way. We know that, that accidents happen, and we take care of it.
That's huge. If you're living alone, if you are living in a community, you hear sometimes things get stolen. I mean, there's so many access points and fear factors there. I love that you can. I mean, it would be nice. Can you do that with my keys? Like, where did I put those? Have them tracked and have somebody call you and ting you back. They're on the counter, right where you left them, in front of your face. Because that's half the time, where we leave stuff. It's or it's in a coat pocket or whatever. So that's a huge, huge relief to be able to have that 24/7, 365 access to a live person. There's nothing more frustrating than having to go through the call system. I mean, I cringe every time I have to call like Comcast, if I'm having problems with my internet or anything like that. I'm like, I don't have 3 hours to go
Right.
through the process to get a hold of somebody live. And so then I don't.
Right. And one of, we heard this loud and clear from our grand advisors, just like, oh, I hate talking to those computers. Press one for this, three for that. And I don't like to talk to someone that I can't understand. Maybe they have a really thick accent and I can't understand them. Right. And, I'm calling, like they'll say, like, I try to call my insurance company. I can't even get a hold of a human being. When I do, I can't hear them. So we heard that. We don't even own one of those press one for this, three for that. A human being answers, thanks for calling GrandPad. How can I help? And if they can't immediately solve it, we've got very clever ways of how we're able to do support. We can automatically restart their GrandPad. We can push things down. We can help them remotely on their screen. I think we've all been on the phone before where you're trying to tell someone remotely, okay, find that little icon with the gears on it. It's where, and they're digging around, and then, okay, scroll down, and then there's a, it's frustrating both sides, and you end up being on the phone for an hour. We don't have any of that. But also our customer care team is trained on how to work with seniors and maybe someone that has hearing issues or has cognitive challenges. Maybe someone that calls, and asks the same question repeatedly. We have protocols on how to help them. I want to emphasize too that GrandPad, in addition to calling us for customer care or questions, and we support the senior, their family, any of their caregivers. Anyone can call us anytime. But we also, GrandPad supports E911, and it's registered, meaning when they get the GrandPad, it says, hey, Grandpa Scott Lean, he lives at this address. So if he calls 911, that address is automatically sent to the emergency services. So we have a very good way of helping people with those type of emergency situations. And then the other thing is, in people that might have cognitive challenges, we have call buttons, and all the call buttons have the picture of the person you're calling. So there's a picture of my daughter, and there's a picture of my son, and I just hit the big green button. And so we'll say, gosh, I love Grandpa just because it's so easy to call my son or daughter or my neighbor or caregiver to get the help that I need. So we're all about making it easy to communicate with the people in your circle of care, but it's a walled garden and we keep the bad guys out. So we increase communication with your friends and family, but we stop all those scammer spammer calls.
Yeah, I have a friend who I recommended Grandpad to, and the kids got something else. And I'm like, she's really struggling with what they got. And they got two different things. And now they're adding a third. And I'm like, just get a Grandpad. You know, it's just easier because it's too much. And so often, you know, with the cell phone, you know, it's complicated, or she can't find even the screen to call. The icon went missing. And she gets scam callers constantly telling her that they're from the bank. And then, you know, she goes to the bank and she checks with them and she calls the kids. And it's like all that stuff could be alleviated if they had a secure network and something that was easier. I don't think people realize how much stress it can reduce on all sides to be able to have that be smooth. I wanted to ask you one question, and I don't know if you can do this or if it's possible or of interest, but I think it would be, if you're not doing it, something worth bringing up to your grand advisors. And that would be when a 911 call goes out to, I would think it would be really beneficial to have like a paragraph summarizing that person, you know, if they have dementia, who their contact, you know, people are, whatever it might be, even a major doctor. And the reason I say that is because a lot of families don't know that they can call and register with 911, you know, non-emergency, that information of their situation in their house. Or if someone struggles with mental health, that would be known right away. But I think that would be a huge benefit to all sides to just have some of that basics when it's transferred, because I know the police and the emergency, staff really want that information and say how helpful that would be.
Yeah, it's a great idea. No, we'll look into that.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I talk with so many people around the world at different levels and stuff, and you know, where are some of the snafus, you know, that come across. The other one I wanted to ask, you know, you said people struggle with the accents on the phone if the calls are being taken maybe from another country and things like that. And you said you're in several different countries. So do you use different call centers for country specific? So everyone is more comfortable, because it's not just people in America. I'm sure it's all over. They're going, I can't understand this American.
Oh yeah, I have a Minnesota accent for anyone calling me from Japan, right? So, yeah. No, it's a great question. We sell the Grandpad tablet for the seniors in the U.S., Ireland, and the U.K. And all our customer care team is all of our own employees. So we have a team here in the US that supports our US customers. We have a team in Ireland, UK that supports the people there. So the people in Ireland speak to someone that has an Irish accent. The people in the US speak to someone that has a US, you know, Minnesota or Midwest accent generally. Now in the US, we have people now across the country on the East Coast, Midwest. We actually have people in Hawaii as well. So they're all of our own team. The companions, the family members, are all over the world. But generally, those are, you know, grandma and grandpa are here in Minneapolis, and their daughter moved to, you know, Tokyo, Japan, and is calling back. So those people we support out of the U.S. as well, because generally they're people from the U.S.
Have you done anything with different languages, you know,
we
like
have.
Spanish and things like that is such a need. And so, I mean, we have so many different languages. I remember, you know, hearing from the school districts, you know, there's 90 different languages in a school district. And I just go, really? I mean, I had no idea there was that many, you know?
Yeah, we now support more than 40 languages on GrandPad and growing. And some are very common, like Spanish or Chinese. Some are not as common, but very important for that community. So we work both direct to consumers, B2C, but then more than half of our business is B2B enterprise healthcare. And one of the big groups we work with in healthcare is a type of care, senior care called PACE, Program of All Inclusive Care of the Elderly. It's not available yet in Minnesota. It's coming. It's in, I think, 40 other states now. And so I'm thinking of, like, in Massachusetts, we've got a group there where Albanian, so we support Albanian, we support Haitian Creole. So yes, we support lots of different languages and more every day.
Wonderful. That's fantastic. We're going to take just a brief break. And we've been talking with Scott Lehan, who is the co-founder and CEO of GrandPad. And gosh, if you haven't heard this from the beginning, wind back, because there's such great information here about this product and how it can help not only a senior, but also their family and their friends as well, communicate more. And it's just absolutely fabulous. You can go to their website, which is just very simple, grandpad.net. You can call them at 1-800-704-9412. They are on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook, so easy to find. And before we get back with Scott, I just want to mention a webmaster that I think is wonderful called QBlocks at CUEblocks.com. And I know I've struggled over the years working with different webmasters, and they are fabulous. So check them out. And if you mention that you heard it here on Alzheimer's Speaks, or just write Lori, Lori told you to go, you'll get 10% off any quote that they give you. So, but really easy to deal with, on the money, and boy, they've reduced a lot of stress in my life. So I always like to give them a shout out every now and then. So Scott, let's get back to you. Everything you've told us is fabulous, and it's all kind of standardized, but let's talk about how people can really customize things. And you had mentioned specifically, like, the buttons on the phone for dialing. So you could put, you know, your mug or my mug on a picture instead of, say, call Lori on the button, which I think is so much easier for so many of us at all different ages.
Yep. Now, there's all kinds of customization that can be done by the senior if they want, or by their family. Generally, there's someone, you know, if mom is 80, maybe her 50-year-old daughter, that's the family administrator. And the family administrator, very easily on our free companion app on their iPhone or on our web portal called GrandPad Central on their computer, they can customize things. So they can decide who's connected into that circle of care, circle of trust. So we want to invite the kids, the grandkids. We want to invite these two neighbors, but not that neighbor. So you can decide who's invited in. And the people that are invited in, those are the only people who can make a phone call to GrandPad. Those are the only people who can make a video call. And those are the only people who can send an email. So think of a world where you have zero spam emails, and you wake up in your inbox, instead of having 500 messages and 490 of them are junk, you wake up and you've got 10 emails from your friends, family, and caregivers that are in your circle of care. That's it. And you can click on an email with confidence and know it's safe. That's what the setup and the circle of care is all about. You can customize which apps are on. So you might say, hey, I want mom to have access to music and all the games and be able to listen to the radio. But I don't want, and mom doesn't want, to have free range to the internet. We have what we call our simple, safe browser. If you want to have mom be able to surf the web, that's there. If you want mom to go on Facebook, that's there. But maybe as mom ages and has some cognitive challenges, she doesn't want to be on Facebook anymore and have that risk. You can, with a click of a button, turn that off. So the family member or the senior, or you can ask us to do it for you, controls which apps you have. You can upload photos and videos. Again, you can do that from our free companion app, or if you get a whole bunch of family photos on your computer, you hit a button and it'll hoover them all up. And think of it kind of an Instagram or Facebook style. So the kids and grandkids can share, and then grandma can see them and comment on them. You can configure other accessibility like font size and so on. You can create reminders and events. So if you want to set on mom's calendar every morning at 8 a.m., hey, mom, don't forget to take your medication. That's on her calendar and it will jingle as a reminder. So there's a lot of configuration that you can do, and it can be done remotely, right? You just, with a click of a button and mom is 2,000 miles away, it's done.
Wow, that's really cool. I would imagine lighting background and stuff too for contrast would be adjustable along with font size, which can be really important. And I love the intergenerational aspect with the photos and all of that. One thing you didn't mention, you'd mentioned, you know, the phones and the video calling and the email, but can they text too?
Yeah. So Grandpad is a phone. What's different is it's protected. So the only people that can call you or text you are in your circle of care that have been invited in. That's the default. Now, if you want to open it up and let anybody call you, you can. We don't recommend that, but you can. So yes, you can text as well.
And does that have like a voice activation? Because again, I know sometimes people have a hard time, you know, typing everything out. Can they say, you know, text Scott and say happy birthday or whatever?
Yeah. So from the beginning, we have always used voice as a key part of Grandpad. So as an example, we have what's called a voice email. So I can say, send an email or message to my son, Scott, and it actually records my voice and sends that full recording. You can do that like on your iPhone now as well. We've had that from the beginning. We now recently, I'm very excited to share a new capability called Grandy. And Grandy is a personal assistant. So if talking to like Siri and Alexa is kind of like talking to a second grader, you know, they speak English, but you got to be very direct and give them very specific, like, hey, Alexa, what is the weather in Minneapolis, Minnesota today? Like, you got to give it very. Grandy is like talking to a college student with their PhD that knows everything about every topic, and you can just have a conversation with, and it understands long, complicated sentences and commands. And so Grandy is a new capability we've just added a few months ago, and it is all going to be all throughout Grandpad. And our seniors love it because it understands them perfectly, even accents. It understands multiple languages, so you can speak in Spanish to it, and it can understand very complicated commands. And it's a really friendly, empathetic, think of it as your personal assistant.
Okay. Now, I would imagine that could help with social isolation.
It absolutely does, because you can talk to it, have a conversation. Grandy will tell you a joke. Grandy will tell you a story. You can talk to Grandy about things that are on your mind, and it will respond to those.
Okay. Oh my gosh, my dad would have loved a joke a day. I mean, that was his big thing. He would meet with the guys and have coffee, and they would swap jokes. You know, that was just such an important part of his life. So that could be a fun one, just to be able to say, I want a joke a day, or an affirmation a day, or a, you know, whatever it might be, to get. Now, I would imagine that's like an AI generated type thing now.
There's a lot of very sophisticated technology underneath that is using that, and lots of breakthroughs in AI and speech recognition and the quality of the voices. So again, what we've learned is, you know, because of hearing, maybe somebody wants a female voice that has a specific tone, someone wants a male voice. We actually, Grandy can talk in all different accents. So I want an Irish accent, I want a different language. So yeah, it's very sophisticated in the technology uses. And I think one of the learnings, again, working with our grand advisors, is It listens perfectly. Sadly, most humans are not that great of listeners, and maybe the kids are busy and dad says, "Oh, my back hurts." And they're like, "Yeah, dad, we know you're older and your back always hurts." But Grandy always listens with deep empathy and understanding and is there to help the seniors and help connect them with the right person in their family network.
Interesting. Would they ever give ideas of how to, get rid of the back pain or something like a
Yeah, it's a great question. We've trained it to be very, very careful. We've created a safety layer, so it does not do any healthcare diagnostics. So, if you say, "Gosh, I'm having chest pains and it feels like an elephant on my chest and I'm having trouble breathing," it will respond, "Call 911." call a caregiver, but it won't do any diagnostics. So we've trained that, which is good because, if you went, any of us can go Google or talk to ChatGPT, and it dutifully will try to diagnose what's wrong with you. And it might say, "Oh, everything's fine. It's just indigestion or something," which maybe it's really not. Maybe it is very severe. So we are extremely careful and protective of seniors and err on the side of their safety.
Which makes a ton of sense. So I was asking because I was a little worried about that one. Because I don't, I'm a little skeptical myself of AI and how it's going to be used in the future.
Well, and you should be. I mean, it's like any powerful tool or technology. It's going to be used in lots of wonderful, good ways. I mean, it's already being used to, I believe that we are going to accelerate progress on curing lots of terrible diseases like cancer and maybe Alzheimer's someday. AI will be a tool that assists in that. But sadly, it's being used by the bad guys for lots of nefarious, bad ways as well, just like any powerful tool. So we need to be educated on it. I think in our cases, our goal is to protect the senior and help them live their best. Our saying is "Live grand," live their best life, and how technology can be part of that. But then again, put the family in control, and that family administrator, that adult son or daughter, they can turn any of these things on or off and say, I just want to be able to do a video call with my mom who lives remotely." And so, great, we can use GrandPad in that way. We put those controls and those settings and those tools in for the family.
Is there a limit to the number of people you can have in your trusted circle?
No practical limit. I mean, we have people that have hundreds and hundreds. We had, I always like to tell people, so I'm often asked, like, "Who's the oldest person that used GrandPad?" So far, Hester Ford, Charlotte, North Carolina, was 116, 116. So I think she had 4 or 5 generations using GrandPad in her family, at 116, her daughter was like 90, her granddaughter was like 70, her great granddaughter was like 50 and on down, right? So very large family. And so, we had a lady here in Minnesota, Anna was 114. I got to know her. So we have some very large family networks. The more the better. I wanted to really emphasize we're always looking for ways to bring that family together. Put the senior back in the center of the family, the way it was when I was growing up. My grandma lived to be 99, and she was the matriarch of the family, and she was the center of the family until the day she died. And we all lived close. That was kind of back in the olden days when families tended to live very close together and would have family dinners face to face, like every Sunday kind of thing, right? So we're trying to bring, we know that families are distributed and live all over and people are busy, but with technology, we can make it easy. And one of the ways that we're doing it and engage especially the younger generation is using games. So I think family multiplayer games. So let's say grandma and grandpa live in Minneapolis and they have grandkids in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. We have multiplayer games, so grandma and grandpa can use their GrandPad and their grandkids, wherever they are, use their iPhone or Android phone, and they can play chess, checkers, Yahtzee, and many other games that are coming together as a family. And it might be that 20-year-old grandson or great-grandson playing chess against his 90-year-old great-grandfather, right? And that can really bring families together. We actually have the ability where you can have a video call, live video call while you're playing. So you can be playing chess remotely and on a video call playing. And that creates connection. It might be like, "Hey, grandpa, you beat me today, but I'm going to beat you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow," kind of thing.
So this is another thing, and I don't know. I would imagine you could do this, but you would probably have to almost have a guide for families. But I'm just thinking of, those matriarchs and patriarchs of the family, and how families sometimes fall apart as our parents and grandparents get older, because they were the ones that kind of coordinated the holidays. They were the ones that, made sure everyone was said happy birthday to, but to input those things in as a reminder so they could go, hey, who's coordinating Easter? Just want to check. I know it's not my job anymore, but to get it on the plate, because I know a lot of families, that stuff has fallen aside.
Yeah,
And
totally. And for us, step one is first create the connection, get the conversation going again. Because I'll tell you a story. Another early on in Grandpad, another inspiration. We had a lady who's 85. She said, I used to be the one, as the mom, the matriarch of the family, I would organize all the Christmas and Easter, all the holidays. And I think she had, in this case, four daughters and one son. And all of a sudden, one year, her daughter called her and said, "Hey, mom, we got Christmas all planned out. You're supposed to bring this, and it's here, here, and here." And her mom goes, "Wait a second. Like, I wanted to plan it." She said, "Well, we were all texting, so, and you don't have text, so we just all planned it out, and now we're just telling you what to do." And she was devastated, right? She's like, "No, I want to be in the loop." So that's how Grandpad, when I say put the senior back to the center of the family, it's they're communicating. They're right there with everybody else. It's easy to do emails and text messages and video calls, so everybody can be in the loop together. So we support multi-way video calls, so it's like, hey, get the family on a quick video call, and everybody can talk and decide who's doing what, and who's bringing the turkey, and who's bringing the stuffing, right? So then, when you do that, that then creates that connection, and people say, yeah, let's all get together this summer. Let's have a family reunion connect. So, as an example, for me personally, sadly, I've lost my mom and dad. But after that, through Grandpad, I became very close to my aunt Viola. She was in her 80s, and my mom and dad was gone, and she kind of adopted me as her, son when my parents were gone. And we did video calls every Sunday. And without Grandpad, I wouldn't have had that connection with her.
Yeah, it is neat to be able to keep everybody in the loop. I was just thinking if there were reminders for the senior to be able to initiate those things, because sometimes, one day rolls into another. Or same with birthdays. I've seen it where people are like, oh, I forgot somebody's birthday.
Great point. So we do have that. All the birthday reminders are automatic, and they're pushed out to the whole family. So I get those because I have a pretty large family circle. My nephew Ethan, his birthday yesterday, and we've got a pretty big family. If it wasn't for Grandpa, I likely would have forgot about his birthday. And then the whole family's reminded, and everybody's posting pictures. Happy birthday, Ethan. But instead of it being on Facebook, where the bad guys can see that and use it for nefarious reasons, it's just the family, and you're creating a richer connection within the family.
Yeah, birthdays, anniversaries, due dates, when those new ones are rolling in, all that kind of stuff, just makes it so much easier. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we've got about 10 minutes left, and I could talk with you all day because what you have created does so much. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was, for people living with a form of dementia, are there some top three or five things that people have really found beneficial to be able to use the GrandPad for?
First and foremost is connecting that circle of trust and keeping the bad guys out. I cannot overstate enough how serious the threat of scammers coming after seniors are, and we'll park that issue and come back to it. But you need to figure out how do you connect the family and the people you trust, but keep the bad guys out. So that's the number one thing. And you don't want to isolate people. You want to encourage people to connect with them even more. So that's first. And that can be done with phone calls, emails, text messages, but video calls, video calls. We have such wonderful, easy video calling. Second is the photo sharing. So, you and the business here know, like, reminiscence therapy is really good. You can share those old photos of when grandma was young, and when grandma and grandpa got married, and so on. So that's a great way, because Not only can the senior click through those and not, click on the wrong thing and get frustrated, but it has an automatic slideshow mode. So even maybe the senior isn't able to click on things, GradPad by default will go into a slideshow. So think like a digital photo frame, and they'll see those things roll by. And next is we have a app called Moods, but these are beautiful curated relaxation meditation videos that can be used to help calm, to help people sleep, to reduce anxiety. And there's a range of them, everything from scenery, landscapes, waterfall, to beautiful animals. I live near the Mississippi River, so bald eagles flying, kittens, dogs, lots of beautiful animals, dolphins swimming in the ocean. So these are video loops. So people will put those on, and maybe someone that's struggling with lots of anxiety will use those for meditation. Very calming. Again, they can't accidentally click on anything. The bad guys can't scam them. There's lots of entertainment engagement. So we have lots of games, and the games range from very simple games to extremely sophisticated games like bridge and so on. So seniors can play those. And again, the difference is like you play a game on an iPad, it's full of ads. You click on the wrong thing, all of a sudden you're on the bad guy's website and they're trying to get you to put money in the slot machine, real money. So all those protections are there, but it can be done in a very safe way.
Yeah, and I would add for people with dementia, because this is one of the things that they struggle with the smartphones is, the ever-changing platform and what it looks like and where it was here and now it's gone type thing. But they are really big into trying to figure out the reminder thing. So a lot of them have been using, Alexa or Siri or something like that. But in doing that, that thing talks back when they don't want it to. And some people are paranoid they're being listened to, all of their conversations all the time. And so that is one thing that they struggle with, but they want those gentle reminders, for them. So I really like GrandPad, for its ability to do that. I just think the whole intergenerational engagement and building it in a safe package is so powerful. We live in a world that doesn't feel very safe anymore on so many different levels. And isolation and loneliness are, difficult for most everybody these days because of the distrust. And so you've really built, a product of trust and a product of fun. And I think that's massively huge itself. What do families say about this? Because I mean, I can see where that this product would just alleviate so much stress in turn, especially long distance. And long distance could be a block away, because that's what it feels like when you're not on site and someone's not picking up their phone right away for you or something,
Yeah, so I'm happy to share what families say, and they love it, but I'd encourage you go to the App Store, whether it's on your iPhone or your Android phone, and go in the App Store and type in the word GrandPad and look at our reviews and ratings. We generally have a 4.9 or 5-star rating, and you can see the ratings of what people say about GrandPad. We can't touch those. We can't modify them. We can't hide them. Whatever people say is what they say. And we work really hard. Our number one priority as a company is delight every customer every day. And that's the seniors, their family, and their caregivers. And so that's, we built a company for my mom, and I still feel like my mom's watching over us. And that's what we aim to do every day. So it's emotional, it's transformational, especially as people maybe are as the seniors are struggling with health issues or end of life. But to be able to bring the family together, help keep the senior safe, increase communication within that circle of trust, and keep the bad guys out. That's really rewarding for us, and the families see that, and they share that with us. So take a look at the reviews and you'll see.
Okay. Now, can you share cost with us? Because I'm
Yeah.
sure a lot of people are wondering, well, what the heck does it run? Is
Yeah.
it a subscription? Do I have to buy this? How does
Yeah.
this all work?
Yeah, so I encourage people to go to our website, as you mentioned, grandpad.net, and you can click on the Buy Now page and you can see all the pricing. And there's three ways that you can buy. You can buy direct from us on our website. You can buy self-serve. You can call us. Our 800 number is on the top of every web page, and you can talk to our customer care team. They'll answer all your questions. They'll take your order over the phone if you want. Or you can buy on Amazon. So if people want to buy on Amazon, if that's the way they prefer to buy things, great. You can buy there too. So when you buy direct from us on our website, there's no upfront fee, and you're not buying the hardware. You're just paying a monthly subscription. And the great thing is there's no contracts, there's no commitment, there's no upfront fees. So you just pay as you go. And from a value standpoint, again, you can see the price, and there's a variety of price options of monthly or annual. We run specials. So Mother's Day is coming up soon, and we always do promotions around Mother's Day. But the big thing I'd encourage people to think about is, so first, everything you need is included. So if you buy a standard tablet, well, now you got to buy a case, now you got to buy a cord and a charger and all this, and all of a sudden you kind of get nickel dimed. It maybe looked low price at first, but when you add it all up, it's about, we include everything you need, including a stylist with it. Second is, many seniors are paying for a landline these days that they really don't use that much anymore, and it's just a source of getting spam calls, scammer calls. And they're oftentimes, and that's 20, 30, 40 bucks a month just for a landline. Then they're paying for a flip phone that they find extremely frustrating. They just get a bunch of scam calls on that. That's another 30, 40 bucks. And then maybe they pay separate for internet service, and internet's 50, 60 bucks a month. So in a lot of cases, people can turn some or all of those things off and just have GrandPad. GrandPad's a phone. It lets you do all the things you want to do on the internet, and it lets you do it safely, and you can take it with you anywhere you go. It is bigger than a standard phone, but most people like the fact that it's big. People put it in their purse or their pocket. We have such an easy to use radio, AM/FM radio, with all your local favorite local radio stations. Many people listen to GrandPad in their car, the radio, because it's easier to operate than the radio in their car. So, I encourage people to really look at it. And the thing is, I say, even if you get something that's really low priced, but if it frustrates you every day and you're opening yourself up to scams, it's not a value. You got to really look at value. And I want to make sure we get a chance to talk about scams before we wrap up.
Okay, well, go ahead on scams then.
Yeah. So the thing I would say about scams that I mentioned earlier, sadly, the rate of scams against seniors is accelerating. It's not getting better, it's getting far worse, and for a variety of reasons. We all have to be vigilant. We have to talk to mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa about this all the time. We've got to stay really connected with them. And everybody thinks, like, well, that couldn't happen to my mom. She's not going to fall for that. I just am helping a friend here, someone that she's in her 70s. She's a retired nurse. She's a brilliant lady. She's very, very smart. She has no cognitive impairments whatsoever, but she fell prey to a scam. She's so far, and we're working with the authorities to try to recover, but it's pretty sure she's lost at least $50,000.
Yep, it's
And
very spooky.
this happens all the time, every day. As I worked with the local police, state police, we reported the FBI. Just in my small Minnesota town, police shared with me someone else in town lost 600,000. So it's all around us, and we've got to be really vigilant. And the key, again, to prevent it. And these scams come in all forms. The hey, grandma, me and my friend got drunk and they're in jail. Just wire us money. That's the grandkid scam. There's the hey, this is Microsoft tech support scam. But most of the time, social media, Facebook, Twitter, others, the bad guys are using social media to gather information and get at the senior. So, and then phone call scams, and sadly, bad guys are even showing up at the door nowadays. So, again, it's not to scare people, but we've got to educate ourselves. We've got to be vigilant, and we have to figure out ways, like GrandPad and others, to increase communication, protect the seniors in our lives, because it's going to continue.
Yeah. I've had a few friends fall for scams too, and it was devastating for them. And I mean, I almost did for my energy service XL. I got a call and on my phone, it said it was XL, but it wasn't XL. They cloned it and they had it show up that it was XL, but I could tell by the questions and the accents and the verbiage they were using, it wasn't them. And I'm like, I panicked going, what do you mean you're going to turn off my, you know, my electric and stuff? Cause that's just your immediate response. And then I'm like, I just paid that bill, you know, and I like hung up and I called XL and they're like, no, this is a new scam. And we don't really know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. And so, you know, we're never going to call you with something like that. Just know that, but you know, people, they touch them on a real emotional, you know, point and they scare them. And it's very sad. And it seems like once they get in that loop, they share it with other scammers. I know that's what's happening with a neighbor of mine. And it's just constantly bombarded. And, you know, she'll call us just in a panic. Just, I'm afraid she's going to have a heart attack one of these days, you know, and the kids are working really hard at trying to close it down. And, but it's tough because then they come in with another angle and a different way to access. So I agree. You can't stress this stuff enough. It's really, really important for people. Well, Scott, thank you so much for taking the time today. This has been a fun conversation and I know my audience is really going to enjoy it a lot. Again, you can go visit GrandPad and learn more at grandpad.net. You can call them directly at 1-800-704-9412. They are on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you know of somebody in need, please, you know, like, click, and share this episode. This is really important information, and we need to be able to help spread the word. And you know, it's always easier to get information from a friend, just a safer mode. And I still think word of mouth is our best advertiser out there. So, you know, help somebody out because you know what? It might be you that needs help in the near future. It might not be for yourself, but it might be for someone you care for. And it's nice to know that there are companies and services out there that can really support and prevent a lot of negative things that can happen in this world and can help break that isolation, bring families back together. And again, make that engagement thrive in a safe, fun fashion. So thank you so much, Scott. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. And just in closing, I always encourage people one thing, pick up the phone or better yet, do a video call with a super senior in your life, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, or neighbor. Just call them and ask them how they're doing. It'll make their day and it'll make your day.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. It is two-sided. And sometimes people, I think, well, I'm doing this for them. And it's like, no, you're doing this for everybody. You really are. It makes a huge, huge difference. So again, thanks so much, Scott. Appreciate all you're doing and appreciate the time you spent with us today. Bye, everyone. Well, hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds, someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.